So, I was gonna say the best smoothest ride, like Colin's saying, he can the best way he could pamper his trailer is put it on some new torsion, so a new
Because
axle.
he's going to be popping rivets, and we already know that they're bad at this point. They're sagged out, definitely.
Yeah,
So that would be
that's
the.
quite a job.
Well, you're
I
right,
was
but that
gonna
would be the
say,
first thing I would do.
I was gonna say, and I know he doesn't have a door handle that can pop through his skin when it flies open, but make sure put a deadbolt on that thing. You're
Yep.
doing that many mi putting that many miles on the trailer, and or use one of the doohickeys that. Because he's probably got a handle there by the door. Get one of those for that long trip.
Yeah, my 71 didn't have a doohickey compatible handle. But maybe
Yeah,
his does.
my 65 Caravelle doesn't. My 58 Sovereign doesn't. But the 54 Safari's got a non-suicide door, so I'm happy about that.
It's probably got a hasp on it, too.
No, I don't think it does. So. I put a hasp on the Sovereign this week.
Better not
Really?
have that when I'm around. I'm gonna bring a stick and lock you in there.
No, I didn't, Colin. I just wanted to get your real easy
Oh
response.
man.
I got it. First
Hasps
try.
are terrible. It looks it you know, it's the you know what hasp turns it into?
What?
Turns it into a deer camp.
A deer camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, every former trailer that that was a deer camp at some point had a hasp put on it.
But I will say though, Tim, I got him hook, line, and sinker on the first cast, didn't I?
Yeah,
You
that's pretty good.
did.
Yep, that was pretty
You did. And
good.
the odd part is, didn't I even put a deadbolt on your trailer?
No.
No? You put it?
No,
Okay.
the hole's there, but it's taped over. I got to figure something out.
So, yeah, Michael, go back on some of our previous shows about axles and try and educate yourself on that. I mean, it would be a good idea. And deadbolt as well. Those kind of go hand in hand. Anything else that he needs to think about? Spare tires, of course, I guess.
Well, good
Good
tires,
tires.
less than 5 years old.
Right. Because it could be dry rotted. You wouldn't even know it.
Good safety chains.
Yes, good safety chains. Make sure he's got a good breakaway switch, and the brakes and everything are wiring to the brakes. Even with a new axle, you can have issues with the wiring between.
He did
Probably
say
another good
don't.
idea is
Go ahead, Colin.
make sure his charge wire is doing something.
Yep.
Spare bulbs, fuses, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, what kind of
Oh, yeah.
tools? What kind of tool set should he bring?
A full toolkit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extra rivets.
Hey, we have a, I've got a toolbox that I carry, for all doing all kinds of different things, but what rides in the trailer, in one of the drawers actually is a pop riveter and rivets, certainly.
Yeah.
Yep. So some channel locks and Colin's favorite tool I think is his Gerber. You got a Gerber, right? I think
Nah,
so.
Leatherman,
Leatherman.
silly.
Make
Gerber.
sure all your
How dare
lights
you
work. I've
jest?
got two Leathermans, but the darn tips keep popping off, breaking
No.
on me, so. Yep. The I was gonna say he's got a 99 Suburban, I think.
Yeah, didn't you
So
have one of those?
I had a 98. I think he's fine there. He's not towing with an Audi or anything.
Yeah.
So he says he's going to California, right?
Yeah, that's the destination. I'd say
Yep.
make sure all your running lights are good, your brake lights, all that stuff. So you can be towing at night. Make sure all that's good. Yeah, I mean I guess that's about it. He has a second question here about the road on being on the road and what's the sightsee. So let's hear that.
Hi, it's Michael, and I'm calling from St. Thomas, Ontario. We have a 1971 25-foot Tradewind, and I want to tell you we've been enjoying the VAP. I think we've listened to all the episodes. By